I namen af Padre, til Fede, i Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Today, August 22nd, we celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We also have the commemoration of St. Timothy and companions. This is not the Timothy of the New Testament to whom St. Paul wrote his letters, but rather Timothy of Rome, or Timotheus, as he's called. He was a martyr. He was in Rome, preached for 15 months before he was martyred, and while there, stayed with a man named Sylvester, who later became Pope Sylvester, whose feast day is December 31st. And so this is who would write the account of St. Timotheus. But he was arrested, he was thrown into prison and tortured, and finally beheaded in the year 311. A great witness, especially at a time when people knew that preaching would mean not just economic censure. They wouldn't just be imprisoned, they wouldn't just be killed, they would be tortured as well. And yet still, they boldly proclaimed Christ. Can we say we would do the same? One of the companions, not really a companion, but much earlier, the year 178, a young man by the name of St. Symphorian, similarly was arrested during the reign of Marcus Aurelius and beheaded. And while being led to his death, his own mother, the Blessed Augusta, encouraged him on his way to execution. So a great example of proper family love. His mother was concerned not with his life here on earth, but his life in eternity. Great strength that she certainly imparted to him, but also that she displayed for herself, accompanying her son to martyrdom. A very great faith required for that indeed. But for today, our own mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, indeed, is our mother, which we know from church tradition, the words of our Lord on the cross, which he said to St. John at the foot, and the Blessed Virgin, woman, behold thy son, behold thy mother. And that is the very words of the gospel reading for today. And what are we to learn from our mother? What are children to learn from their mother? Well, they learn everything. They learn how to stand, how to walk, how to speak, how to dress themselves, and so on. This is ordained by God in the natural order, and God has seen fit that this is how we should learn from our Blessed Mother as well. Everything. How to stand in the path of righteousness, how to speak God's praises, and so on. But of all things we are to learn especially how to love our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the one, we could say, the particular expertise of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And this feast today, the Immaculate Heart, is the counterpart to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. These are the two human hearts who loved each other to the maximum. No human heart loves us more than the Sacred Heart of Christ, and there's no human heart who loves the Sacred Heart more than the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And if we want to learn how to do something, learn from the best. Our Lady spends every minute, every second loving Christ. Even while on earth, that was the case. And she knows all the little details, every circumstance, every trial, every difficulty about loving Christ. There's no aspect she's not familiar with. So we could have no better instructor than the Blessed Virgin Mary on how to love our Lord Jesus Christ perfectly. And this is why we have a devotion to Mary. This is why we're always praying the rosary, always doing Marian devotions, because we're asking her, help us to become experts in loving your son. The whole point is a better devotion to Christ. We are not experts, but we can be by learning from someone who is, someone who's the best. And this feast today, August 22nd, this actually is the feast assigned to First Saturday devotions. On the first Saturday of every month, one Mass, where in a church special devotions are held to the Immaculate Heart, this Mass is permitted. And that is an excellent way to remind ourselves every month, every first Saturday, we need to be asking our Blessed Virgin, help me to love your son. Help me to improve. Help me to renew my intentions to ardently love our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a very good way of fulfilling the Sacred Heart devotion. That indeed is its whole object and purpose, greater love for the Sacred Heart. And it would be good today to remember who we have to thank for the readings and orations for today. St. John Eudes, founder of the devotions to the Sacred and Immaculate Heart, who realized, or rather, made specific that connection. He said, whoever sees Jesus sees Mary. Whoever loves Jesus loves Mary. Whoever has a devotion to Jesus has a devotion to Mary. And of course, it would be echoed by St. Louis de Montfort, who would say the same thing in reverse. Whoever loves Mary loves Jesus, to Jesus through Mary. So let us renew our devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She is our mother, teaching us how to walk in the path of righteousness, how to speak the praises of God, how to clothe ourselves with virtue. And let us petition her that she teach us everything about what she knows how to do best, and that is in loving the heart of her Son. God bless you all in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.